Welcome to the Whole Life Podcast with Deanna Marie. I'm a holistic life coach obsessed with all the things to help make your life complete. This podcast will give you actionable tools to help you feel your feelings and start living your life from radical self-love. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about what life coaching is, who it's for, and all of those things. So some people think that it's just like, oh, that's kind of like a cute thing that you do. but it is for people who love self-development, self-improvement. It's people that are always reading like self-help books for the most part. You know who you are. Probably if you enjoy listening to podcasts, it's probably you. And it's also for people who are not afraid or who don't want to be afraid to ask for help and to improve their life in some way. So it is different than therapy. In fact, most of my clients who come to me have seen therapists in the past or are even currently working with a therapist. I firmly believe that you should try everything to see what helps you. And as I've been digging deeper into human design, which there's a podcast coming soon about that, I've found out that I'm like the investigator, the researcher, and so it totally makes sense for my personality that I just love to try everything, as Shakira says. But I can hear you countering like, oh, even hardcore drugs, Deanna, should we try those? And I would counter back, do those actually help you long term, right? Like, I am about trying all the things in your life that don't have a net negative. So in a typical Deanna fashion, I have tried so many things that have helped me, and I've learned a lot of different tools to help me work through my trauma. I have seen a lot of therapists. I've done EMDR. I have done energy work, Reiki, breath work, body work, meditation, yoga, sound healing, life coaching, supplements, medication, all the things. So coaching typically is more hands-on and practical than therapy, depending, of course, on the therapist. I am in contact via text and Marco Polo multiple times a week with my clients in between sessions. So that is a little bit different than therapy, that you get some touch, personal touch with me in between sessions. And in my experience, working with both a therapist and a life coach is at the same time, is that they each enhance each other, and they build on the other. And I made a lot more progress in therapy because of coaching and vice versa. And I can clearly see my clients' potential. I already see them as the woman who loves their body, who has boundaries in their life, as a woman who advocates for herself and gets what she wants out of life. Not as a woman who feels like she's incapable of change and is destined to stay the same forever. So that is the power of adding a life coach to your toolbox. Jodi Moore, I heard this from her. She said, "You can't see the label from inside the bottle." And I love that. You can't really see your problems clearly when you are just in the middle of them, right? Like, I'm standing outside of the bottle, outside, I have this outside perspective, and I can offer you tools and a different empowering perspective. It's also like, imagine you're in an art gallery looking at a piece of abstract art, and you're standing super close to it. You know, you can see the lines and the textures and all the things on the painting, and you're just really focused in on that part. Having a coach is like helping you take steps back away from the painting so you can see the full picture. And that's what I help you do. That's what I help you to see. And this just really comes naturally to me. Again, diving more into human design, like, this is just one of my gifts that I have, is that I can help people see things from a different perspective. I can see how everything fits into a greater whole. And so I absolutely love doing that for my clients. And this is why I always love working with a coach. that can help me do those things as well. Because sometimes I'm human, like I get stuck in my own stuff as well.
Someone recently said to me, isn't a life coach just kind of like an accountability coach? Like you just like check in and stuff? And no, it's very different in my opinion, and for all of the life coaches that I have worked with personally, and it's been a lot over the past 3 years. I don't really give my clients like assignments or meal plans or anything that I'm like checking in with them about, like, oh, did you do your homework? Did you eat on your meal plan? Like I don't believe in that, probably because I am a natural rebel. It's my tendency. If you know anything about Gretchen Rubin's The Four Tendencies, I am a rebel. And so I don't like other people to like tell me what to do or like tell me what to eat. So I guess I just assume that most people don't want that either. But I am not also like a personal trainer where like, you know, you just come to the gym and I'm like showing you what to do. Like I'm a friend. But obviously our relationship is a little bit different than a friend, because sometimes friends will just, you know, validate your story all of the time and not like question you or challenge you on your thoughts or beliefs. And I do validate your feelings because I want you to be seen and feel heard. But after I validate you, I will question and challenge your thoughts and your ideas and your beliefs, because that's my job as a coach. So that is basically life coaching in a nutshell. I could probably go more into it into more detail, but one of my goals for this podcast is to make them pretty bite-sized so that you can listen to them quickly. And so I'm not going to go any more into it, but that is basically it. So if this sounds intriguing to you and interesting to you, there are two ways that you can work with me. I have a group coaching program that I run with my fellow friend and coach, Jamie Andelin, and it's called 3 Months to Love Your Body and Your Relationships. And we have just started that right now, and we will start our next one in May, and we will probably start another one in the fall as well. And so if you want information about that, you can message me to let me know. You can also work with me one-on-one for 6 months, where we will meet every week for an hour and we go into all of the deep things that you want to go into. Are you on Instagram? Come follow me at thehealthycreative_ for some more goodness. And you can also subscribe to my email list. There's a link there in my profile for that. See you soon.